Gemara Membeis tells us Amalei Rav Acha Rav Ashi B'Mamrova Mavochi Baruch Mechadesh Chadoshim. That as you saw, the bracha of Kiddush Levana was a bracha Psara Mechadesh Chadoshim. Amalei Hai Noshi Didan Nami Vachi. He said our women also make that bracha. Elik the Rav Yehuda the Amar Rav Yehuda Baruch Hashem Mamara Baruch Sachokim Fuf Pirkol Svam Sohan Baruch Mechadesh Chadoshim. So the machlokes was whether it was a bracha ksara or a bracha avucha. But we need to, I'd like to suggest something which I have in my sefer. What is this machlokes about? What does this have to do whether women make this bracha? Because Rav Ashi said, the noshidam mevarim hach bracha, namely the bracha ksara. So it would seem that this machlokes between Rav Acha and and Reb Huda was machloikis about the nature of the bracha of Birkas Levana. Is Birkas Levana a Birkas Avia? Just like we make on the Keshes and other things, we make on Yom HaGadol, we make a bracha. Or is it a separate chiyuv that Chachamim Misakin to make a bracha each month on the Chiddush HaLevana? And it's not necessarily, it's not just a Birkas Avia, it's a bracha. And it's tefillah. So if it's a birkas aviyah, it should be like other birkas aviyah. That's a bracha ksara. But if it's a tefillah that they're misakin, specifically on a chiddush levana, so then it's appropriate that it should be a bracha avucha. And it could be the nafkamina is: are you obligated to go out and see the levana? Because if it's a bracha birkas aviyah, maybe you're not obligated to do it. If you see it, that's the bracha. It's like you're not obligated to go see the keshes. But if it's a bracha avucha, it's a bracha that should be said. And therefore you should put yourself into a circumstance that you have to say it. And then we understand, since Rav Acha said that it's a birkas aviyah, so then women also say it. But if it's a special bracha once a month, so maybe it's considered like a mitzvah seishas man grama. So the Magen Avraham in Or Chaim says that noshim apotah from Kiddush Levana, no, because it's a mitzvah seishas man grama. And he adds that even though women generally are kaim, going to Rabbeinu Tam, they can kaim mitzvah seishas man grama, nonetheless, here they don't, quotes in the Shalom, because they caused the pkam in the Levana. And so, but the Mav says that Nashi, they quotes it, but Nashi didam du beka bracha. But according to us, it's miyushu, because when the Mar says nashi don't do, that's if it's a bracha ksava. But according to us, that it's a bracha avucha, so it's a special bracha and tefillah. So since nashi magorim, according to the shalah, the miyat alavana, so they don't make the bracha. So I remember once we were walking with the Rav, and he was speaking about that those things that we say during Kiddush Levana. In the Rav explained that in the Kiddush Levana that we say, so we begin after we say the bracha. Amongst the things that we say is Baruch Yotzeich, Baruch Oseich, and Kishem Shani Roke Kenegdech. But then we say Kachlo Yuchlu Kol Aiva Lingo Bi Levoa. Tipa leim emes of a pacha big doze ocha yidmu ka oven yidmu zocha godolf vachos amite emes aleim tipa. So the Rav explained that this was instituted during the Roman persecution when they disallowed Kiddush Levana, and the Besdin was did it surreptitiously. They were hiding somewhere, and therefore the Edim who came, they there was a password to get into the Besdin. So first we say Kashem Shani Roki Kenegdech Eini Yochel Lengobach Kachlo Yuchlu Kol Ivan Lengobi Levoa. In other words, as opposed, the enemies, the Romans who disallowed Kiddush Lavona will not be able to touch me and hurt me. And then it's repeated, Tipul Aleim Imev Sepachim B'Dilzo Kid Ka'oven, and it's inverted because this is the password to get in. We say it three times, and then it's said, then it's the response of the people of the Bezdin, in who's, you know, is doing this in surreptitiously in hiding. That's what the Edom say, this sort of the code word to get in. And then we say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, that we're able to do the Kiddush Lavona, despite our enemies. We pray for the David Melech Yisrael, the Mashiach should come. And when we come in, we say Shalom Aleichem three times, and Aleich V'Shalom, that we get the response three times. The Shalom Aleichem was the Shalom Aleichem that was said to each of the members of the Beis Din, three Beis Din for Kiddush Lavona, and Aleichem Shalom is the response that we get from each of the members of the Beis Din. My friend Nachum Shaul pointed out to me that the Be'er Halacha quotes an opinion that even a Suma says Kiddush Lavona. So you see, according to that opinion, that it's not just a Birkas Aviyah, it's a tefillah.